Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1018th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. And as always, you know, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. This is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and you know D-Block Church is for the whosoever wills that are, you know, defines the building of, they want to build a personal relationship, you know, that are looking to find out what it is that the Creator actually made them for. The more we understand, the more we can be able to do, and the more that He intends for us to do, the more that we learn and know what it is. So if you could just help me by inviting all of your friends to let all of your friends to tell your friends to tell more friends to tell all of their friends that we are about to start D-Block Church. If you're out there and you'd like to listen or you'd like to call in live on the air and speak to me, it's 319-527-6091 is the number. And if you are a Metro T-Mobile person, there's a number 323-870-4174. The easiest way I could say it is, if you're here tonight, then this is for you. If you're listening later and you're just streaming it for the first time, this is for you. What we're trying to say is that everything that you do is for you. When you figure it out, the more you figure it out, the more you realize that it is for you to do and only you to do. And the only reason why it's you to do it is because you were the one that was supposed to be doing it. And why can't no one else do it the way that you do it? Because nobody else is you. So tonight, if you don't know, if you don't learn anything else from D-Block Church, know that whatever it is that you want to do or you need to do, if you should be doing it, it will happen. If it don't happen, maybe you shouldn't be doing it. And maybe that's something else to be looking at. Now, again, like I said, the number to dial in is 319-527-6091. You press 1 if you want to talk to me. The other number is 323-870-4174. First and foremost, I think I want to give a shout-out to my mom, whose birthday is actually tomorrow, but it is actually the numbers of 1018, which is the actual episode. So we just going to say happy birthday, and happy birthday. Now, what I will tell you now, and I'm going to give you the heads up, because things move the way that they move, we're just going to say bless God. We're going to bless God for family. We're going to bless God for situations that you can't, you know, control. And then we still going to look at it and just say bless God. Bless God and bless God. If you are out there right now and you're not understanding what's going on, just look at it and say bless God. Even if you can't put all of it together and you're still trying to figure out how it works out, just know, but God, it's called grace. It's called mercy. Some of us live in grace and mercy. Others of us live in the overflow. How about that? Now, you know who I'm talking about when I say the overflow. The overflow are those that don't really do anything right. They blatantly want to be defiant. You know, those types, the ones that are never available for church, Bible study, or anything like that, but they'll make every party. You know, they know everybody's intel. They know what's going on in the eavesdrops of everything, you know, but they end up caught up in everything and nothing, but they're always saved under our overflow. The person that's close enough to God that's actually trying to do something diligently. And what happens is when their overflow gets overflow, just like an overflow of an overflow, you would think about it and you say, wow, okay, I got it. You're caught up in my overflow. But then we just look at it and we say, bless God. Why is we blessing God? Because that's the only other way that you could do it. But that's what we do at D-Block Church. There is no particular place that you go. There is no particular name that we say. There is no particular way that you do what you do, and there's no particular day that you do what you do. What we do tell you to do is make sure that you do it. If you're doing it in God's
If you're doing it for God's time and doing it for God's purpose, that's why they say all things work together for those who are called according to his purpose. So understand that one person might not look like you. They might not even do it the same way. They might not even pray like you. They might even look like they're doing something completely different from you. But at the end of the day, if they are all giving reverence and honor to God, then we have to then learn how to one day say, okay, maybe you should come to D-Block Church. Maybe if we touch hands and agree in D-Block Church, we can understand that we can overflow what we got going on in D-Block Church, and it can overflow out into the communities. It can overflow out into our households. It can flow out into our neighborhoods. Everybody that we see should be able to know that they had an encounter with someone who has an idea and a relationship with God. Every day. Every day. Every time you leave a place, you should leave the place thinking and people knowing that they just had a moment with God. They were just in the presence of an angel. They were just in the presence of someone who is walking in the holy divinity of the sun rays. You know? I'm sorry, y'all. This is D-Block Church, and that's how it goes on D-Block Church. Sometimes, you know, we just get in and we get in where you fit in. But tonight, I got a topic. It's not even really a topic where we're going to really go for, but it's a question. And then it's a question that I really, really, really want you to call in. I want you to think about it, then I want you to call in because I want to have real conversation tonight. Because my question is, what if she never dropped the ball? Yeah. What if she never dropped the ball? Now, I know five people just was like, who? Who is she? Now, if I put a name on her, is it better that you know who she is that dropped the ball? Does it make it any different that she dropped the ball? Does it matter that we know who it is that dropped the ball? All we know is that somebody dropped the ball. The question today is, what if she hadn't have dropped the ball? Now, I know somebody's wrecking their brain talking about, who is she? All right, now I'm going to tell you who she is. Her name is Dottie. Well, the actress name was Dottie. They was playing, her name is Gina Davis, for real, but she was the actress. She was playing Dottie, Dottie Henson. Now, I don't know if anybody out there remembers, but in 1992, there was a movie out, and it was called A League of Their Own. And what happened was it was actually based off a true story because when we went to war and all of the men were called to war, there was a major crisis because there was no baseball. There was nothing because all the men were going to war. So what they did was they put together an All-American female league, and they made the movie A League of Their Own. Now, the reason why I said what would have happened if she had not dropped the ball, if you remember at the very end, Dottie is standing there as the catcher protecting and blocking home plate. As her little kid sister comes running into home base from third, you know, and they say, you know, you don't really deal with it. You don't get on the track. Which is to say, don't stand on the track while the train is coming in because something might just really go down. The difference is when it went down, we all realized at the end that Dottie Henson just basically dropped the ball. Are you serious? Did you drop the ball? How is it that she just dropped the ball? I mean, I can understand maybe why she might have thought about dropping the ball, but how dare you drop the ball? You know how many people are on that team with her? And, like, it's like, you know, listen, even when I talk about it to this day, I sometimes get upset because I'm like, I can't believe you dropped the ball. But the question is today, like, what if she had not have dropped the ball? Would we all have, like, winning mentality? Would we all want to still be the winner? There was a moment in there where back in the day when we watched the movie, if you watched the Bears were always going to win. If you watched the Ducks always came back and won. After Dottie dropped the ball, it was like we just started losing everything. We no longer got the last shot. We no longer got we always walked away with the defeat. We never walked away with the win. So my question is, did they kind of like set us up? Because now in 2019, it just seems like everybody gets a participation point. Nobody's supposed to win. If you win too much, they don't want you to win too much. I just heard a young man got fined
They fined this man $500 because his team scored too many points. Come on, man. If we're making laws up like this and we're making rules up like that, my question is really what would have happened if she had not have dropped the ball? Come on. If she had not have dropped the ball, maybe we would be all right with the fact that somebody is a winner and somebody is a loser. And not just walking around here where everybody gets a trophy because all you had to do was show up. And y'all got people, kids running around outside for 3-4 hours in the day. And then somebody come up to you and ask you what the score is. And they look and say, oh, we're not keeping score. What are you doing? What if she had not had dropped the ball? Because maybe we wouldn't be playing like this. Maybe we wouldn't be watching football where there's every play is a flag because they're hitting people too hard. Or we don't want people to get hurt anymore. Who changed the rules up? Who changed the rules up? And when is it that we're going to bring back the mentality of the winner, the guy that's going to take over, the one that wants to win? You want to win. I've never met a group of individuals that never really wanted to win. I mean, I understand that you don't want to beat anybody to a pulp and then make somebody feel bad because they lost. But at the end of the day, come on. If I'm playing the game and you're not going to let me win, that's almost like an insult too. And then I know there's people out there that say, well, no, everybody doesn't have to win because it's not fair, because then when they win, you know, this and that and the other thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I understand it. But now I'm watching these children grow up and they have no win in them. They have no fight in them. They have no drive in them. They have no push in them. The second that they see resistance, they're done. They don't even want to play anymore. These kids don't even want to go back out there and try it again. You ever seen a kid that fell off a bike and goes running to their parent and their parent tells them to just get on up, wipe themselves off and get back up there again? They don't even do that anymore. Kid come crying to the parent now. The parent stop doing whatever they're doing to make sure that they tend to the kid to make sure that whatever he was doing, they don't have to do it anymore. And it's crazy. Then you look at the same kid 10 years later, and you're trying to figure out why the kid is not the way that he should be. I'm trying to tell you, I think it looked like I got a caller on the phone right now. Come on. If you on here and you want to talk to me, you know what the number is, 319-527-6091 is the number, or you can dial 323-870-4175. Tonight, the question is, what if she hadn't dropped the ball? Seriously. I know people out there watching a football game right now. It's the same thing. What if Aguilera hadn't dropped the rock? You know, you can ask the same questions. What if they hadn't dropped the ball? It's different now because when you're dropping the ball now, it's like, okay, well, are you going to pick it up and keep running with it? Or are they just going to let the whistle blow? When you let the whistle blow, it's almost like everything has to stop. You got to go back to a starting point, and then the whistle has to blow again so everyone can start back up. You know, that really doesn't happen in life. And unfortunately, what it is we've set our children up to think that it does. And because of the fact that we think that it does, we have actually, well, we made it actually do. Because now, even if you don't want it to stop, you can make it stop. Because if you make enough think about the way you made them feel about stopping, then they can turn around and not only make you stop, but then turn around and tell you that you didn't even start. You never even existed. If they didn't like the way you did it. Like, if they didn't like something that you did, in today's world, you know, we just rid you of everything that you've ever done. I'm still trying to figure out where they really do that at and how that really works in life. Because I always thought that if you did the thing, can't nobody take it from you because you did it. But, you know, it's 2019, like I said. And maybe if Dottie hadn't dropped the ball, you know, maybe we wouldn't even be sitting in situations like this. But as long as we're sitting in situations like that, and you look at it and you ask yourself, well, when's the last time you dropped the ball? Or have you ever dropped the ball? Or do you know somebody that dropped the ball? And now my question is, what would we do? What do we do when you drop the ball? We know why Dottie dropped the ball. Do you know why the next person drops the ball? sometimes we really don't know why they dropped the ball, but we just think that, you know, well, they dropped the ball, so they must have knew why they were dropping the ball, or they weren't paying attention because they dropped the ball, or something didn't go right, and that's why they dropped the ball. No one really knows. No one really knows. But that's why I asked the question, because I swear to this day, I know that Dottie dropped that ball on purpose. I know Dottie dropped that ball on purpose because her kid sister was crying about not being as good as she was. Her kid sister was crying about not being able to do as well as she did and having to live in her sister's footsteps. Like, kid really went in. Kid went in and talked about all of these things that just didn't line up for her, that it was all Dottie's fault because she was always second best to Dottie. Even though she was the little sister, and sometimes you got to put in the work so that you can get the same name, but you're not supposed to cry about it, and then we're not supposed to just hand over stuff to you so you can think that you're a winner. Because now you've given the loser an actual winning aspect, so now the winning aspect is actually the losing aspect. That's what's going on right now in our world. When you look at what's going on, you watch the TV shows and you say, well, why? Why would that even happen? And then you think about it and you have to think that, oh, God is not really in charge of that right now. Actually, if it was up to God, he would have his people, you know, the ones that are always in the church, the ones that are always praying, the ones that are supposedly so close to him, the ones that know so much about him, that he would have those people actually in charge winning everything. You know what I mean? Because we are the ones that's supposed to be showing you how to do it, when to do it, which way to do it, and how you're supposed to do it. But yet we're still caught up on the fact that somebody ain't doing something, or they not doing it the way they doing it, or they doing it wrong because they believe this over here. And we're caught up in everything, and it's like we're not even at the game. So you got some people that are at the game. You got other people that aren't even wanting to play the game. And then you got other people that just want to win. They don't want to actually go out and win, but they want to be given the win because they've complained about everything that was good, that was better than them. And because they've complained about it, we can just rid everything that was good and everything that came before them and just say, you know what, don't even worry about it anymore. We're just going to tell them that they can't do it. They can't do it. They can't win anymore. And we don't want them to win too much because we don't want you to get mad, and we just want to keep watching you win, because as long as you win, it keeps us in a place where we'll always be losers. I don't really believe that that's where everybody's mindset is, but sometimes it looks as if we're living in a defeated state of mind. We look like a lot of us don't even want to play the game. A lot of us look like when we wake up in the morning, we don't even want to be put in. We say, don't put us in, coach. Don't put me in. I met a man today that it was so early in the morning and he was so upset. I just looked at him and I said, my God, what happens to you by 3? And he just didn't understand. And I'm thinking, well, if you're already losing at like 8, you got to be dead twice over by 3. Like, how do you find the push? Where do you find your push? You can't have a push like that if you already done at 8. What if Dottie hadn't dropped the ball? If she hadn't dropped the ball, would we all want to jump up and just be ready to work and ready to grind and grind like crazy? Wouldn't matter who you was over, you know, who you did better than. It didn't matter because guess what? If you went past somebody, you always went back and just grabbed their hand and then just helped them up. It wasn't even about I did it and I'm sitting up here by myself waiting on other people to get there because, you know, in a league of their own, everybody was playing. All of the women were playing. The women were playing and the women were playing because the women had to play. Because at the end of the day, if you're not playing the game to win, what were you doing? You're out there just wasting away. Out there wasting away on the field, just running around. And back then, they weren't even running around and just wasting away. Those ladies were out there really, really playing. And it seemed like Dottie Hinton threw it all away because she dropped the ball for her kid sister. So my question is tonight, how many of you are literally dropping a ball because of somebody that's close to you? How many people are actually
letting the ball fall out of their hand or letting it like just fall to the wayside because of the fact that the people that are closest to you are crying about the fact that they don't want you to catch the ball. Is there anybody out there that understands what it's like to be able to throw the ball, to look like they want to throw the ball, to actually be able to really roof the ball, and then realize that every time they go to throw the ball is actually literally stuck to their hand? There's a lot of different ways that you can look about the fact that if she had not dropped the ball, what would have happened if she hadn't dropped the ball? I truly believe that everyone would be on it. Everyone would be on it. There would be, like, it would be not a dog-eat-dog world like it is right now, but it would say that if you put in the work and you were supposed to win, you were supposed to win. And people were proud of you because you put in the work, and everybody was congratulatory because they knew that you put in the work. It's almost like the man that makes it to the Olympics. The kids that make it to the Olympics because they put in that work and they strive real hard, that is what it's all about. They made it to the Olympics. But do you know that if you make it to the Olympics and you make one false start, you are done? There's no chance to do it over. There's no, oh, something was in my eye. Oh, there was, I fell over. None of that. You know that all them years that you worked real hard to get there, all of it is done within a false start. So it's like some things you just can't even work up for and then just be, you know, too overly hyped. You actually got to sit and be right where it's at. The question is, what would have happened if she hadn't dropped the ball? We might all be ready. We might all be ready to be right there and say, you know what, I want this. I want this all. I want this all. I'm taking it right now. It's mine. The reason why I'm taking it now is because God said that it's mine and I'm supposed to be the one who's taking it and I want it right now. Seems like if you have that mentality right now, somebody's going to look at you and tell you, well, calm down. Don't be so mean. Leave some for the other person. What do you mean leave some for the other person? The other person better come on and get in the way he fit in, the way that everybody else is fitting in, because we don't have time to be waiting on you just because of the fact that you think that you are somebody else, and because we are moving faster than you, that we're supposed to be slowed up with. There's so many people in the world that get upset because people are moving ahead. People are moving forward. They are doing what they need to be doing, and people are getting upset. People get upset about it. And then the question is, well, what if you hadn't dropped the ball? Then there's other people that say, well, I don't even know what you're talking about because I never even had the ball. Right. Not even in the game. Now, there's a lot of people that don't want to play the game, and I understand that too. Trust me when I tell you. There's so many people in that mentality that just say, you know what? I don't want to. Now, when we were growing up, we never even had the I don't want to. You couldn't even say I don't want to, because I don't want to didn't exist, because you never wanted to do it, but it didn't matter because you was going to do it anyway. How about that? But when you're dealing with who dropped the ball, it becomes something different because you're like, well, I didn't want to pick it up. I didn't want to do it. But Daddy had no choice. When you're standing on the tracks and the train is coming through, I mean, all you're supposed to do is prevail. As if she did, but then she thought about it. And then she thought about what kids said. And then she thought about how she was crying and how the fact that she can't do it by herself and she'll never be better than her sister and all of these things. There's so many people that just tell you all the different things that you can't do because it doesn't add up to what they want to do. They want you to be able to be sitting in there with them. And I'm trying to tell you, man, if the villain starts to prevail in everything, we'll never, ever catch the mark again. Because our children right now, they're learning that everybody is getting a trophy. So as long as you are in there to win, then you've won. As long as you showed up and you're out there playing in the grass and all that kind of stuff, people are looking at you like you did it. Now, you've been out there, the people are coming out there, and the parents are bringing their children out there, and they haven't learned one thing. These kids haven't learned one thing about the sport that it is that they are out there learning. But what are we out there doing? We are wasting time. He got kids outside playing in the baseball field thinking that they're playing baseball, but yet they don't even want to get dirty. So the question is, I mean, what are we really doing? But if she hadn't dropped the ball, everybody would be out there. Everybody would be still trying to do their thing. Pop Warner would be popping. Pop Warner would be popping. You wouldn't have more video games being sold than football helmets being given out. You know, you would have pom-poms for the young ladies because the young ladies wouldn't want to just be on the iPhones and playing with the little games and stuff. They would want to be out there. They would want to be winning, you know, and I understand. Sometimes I don't understand, but I do understand because people look at me every day and say, well, you know, that's why you misunderstood and everybody doesn't understand it. And I'm just trying to figure out, I know. But the reason is, how long are we going to keep doing that? We can't continuously just keep blaming it on the fact that we don't have it. We can't just keep blaming it on the fact that somebody else can do it a little bit better. I mean, it's out here. We're crazy now. Like, now you got the man in the White House acting silly, right? Now, the man in that White House says something silly, and then everybody wants to just be like, wait, what is he doing? Why is he doing that? He's doing the same thing that he's always been telling you that he was going to do from the beginning. But now, all of a sudden, because somebody has actually dropped the ball because they didn't let him run all the way amok, because now it's going too far left, to the point where now only the people that need to speak up are believers. We are the only people that need to speak up now. Now is about the time that we pick up our ball and we say, guess what? No, we're not dropping balls anymore. We're not letting it happen, and we're not just going to let it ride. We're actually going to call you out on every wrong thing that you do. How about that? What if she hadn't dropped the ball? We would be out here telling you exactly what it is that you need to be doing right now with your stuff. If you out here raggedy and you don't need to, and you still think that raggedy is winning, then somebody needs to politely tell you in the nicest way how, excuse me, but pick up your ball. Get ready to go because we're not going to keep doing it. In 2019, she dropped the ball. In 2019, we got to pick it up. You know, 1992, she dropped that ball. 2019, it's time to pick it up. If you're out there tonight and you know somebody that might be playing the game and might have dropped the ball, or they actually think they want to drop the ball. How about that? There's people out here that want to drop a ball and don't even realize that if you drop the ball, baby, if you drop the ball, the game will no longer be played. And that is not going to work. They're not going to write it out like that. You're not going to be the person that's going to be lucky enough to rewrite a whole entire script and rewrite a whole entire game just so that it can intertwine with what it is that you think that's supposed to be happening in life right now. If you are not reading it, if you are not understanding why you were created, if you're not understanding who created you, and you're not even understanding at least a little bit of the existence of the breath that you're taking, maybe you should pick up the ball. Maybe you should look at the ball, and maybe you should never drop it once you pick it up. The question is, what if she hadn't dropped the ball? If she hadn't dropped the ball, I think we would be out here today when everybody, nobody would be failing, because anybody that we saw lacking, we would reach down and we would pick them up. We would put everybody on the same type time, and we would make sure that everybody on the team was winning. Every single person needs to win every single day, because if they don't win every single day, there might be a moment in their day when they think that they want to give up. They think that they want to drop a ball. But I'm trying to tell you is, nobody should be out here dropping balls. Nobody in 2019 has any right to drop a ball, because guess what? If you're dropping a ball, somebody else might not be playing this game. Somebody else might be losing it if you drop the ball. So tonight, I'm here to tell you, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, on this 1,018th show, pay attention to the game, stay in the game, and hold on to the ball. You got to hold on to the ball, because if you don't hold on to the ball, you're going to lose it. And if you're sitting in there and you're trying to figure out what I'm talking about, look around. Figure out what part of your life has the ball in it. What part of your life is what is
keeping you afloat? Which part of your life is it that someone else can benefit grand, like, awesomely from just because you have not dropped the ball? Just because it's your thing, it's your game, and you're going to do it, and that's why you want to do it. You want to do it because it's yours. You want to do it because, guess what, there's kids behind you that might be watching you, and if you can give them a good enough description, a good enough example of what it is that they're supposed to be doing, guess what they're going to do? They're going to follow in them same exact steps. They're going to follow in them same footmarks. They are going to do it. Why? Because you show them how not to drop a ball. If someone knows not to drop a ball, I'm telling you, they will make sure that they hold on to it tighter, even when it seems like it's about to fall. We walk through so many situations every day, and we don't know whether we got the ball in our hand, whether it's out, or whether somebody's tying our hands back so that when you go to reach for the ball, you can't even grab it. There's a whole lot of different ways that you can look at what goes on in life. Whole lot of different ways that you can look at different things and say that this ain't going to work. Or a whole lot of ways you say that, no, this didn't work that well. No, we should have just kept it that way. Or, no, we should have tried to do it another way. There's always a different way. The question truly is, what if she had not have dropped the ball? If she hadn't dropped the ball, half of the people that are doing the things that they do, they would stop. Why would they stop? Because they would have to stop. Because when they looked at it and they realized that, oh my, I might have done this wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have done it that way. I'm dropping the ball. Uh-oh. I have dropped the ball. Please, y'all, help me, because I have dropped the ball. Now, if you can't pick the ball back up, you got to pick the ball back up. Oh, my Lord. I don't know. I think there might be an emergency. Is someone on the line? Is someone on the line? I need someone to come on the line, if you can. Unfortunately, I think... Y'all, it looked like people is dropping the ball, and I'm trying to tell you, when you drop the ball, you can't really drop the ball, because sometimes when you drop the ball, everything goes away. Now, if everything goes away, you can't have it all going away at the same exact time, because then everything goes crazy. But I'm trying to tell y'all that Brother Rob, chat somebody, yeah, y'all, my God. All right, y'all. We done dropped the ball. We done dropped the ball. And now I'm trying to figure out, oh, my God. So when you drop the ball, how do you drop the ball? Oh, man, this is crazy. Y'all, I need somebody. This is not good. So... But you drop balls and stuff, right? You sit there and you drop the balls, and then you be trying to figure it out. But then you be trying to figure it out again, and you say, well, why are you dropping the ball? And then you're looking at it, asking yourself, well, who is dropping the ball, and then what is going on? All right, let me, Y'all got to understand something, that when people is walking around and talking and stuff, you gotta understand that some people can't drop the ball and stuff, but other times you got to make sure that everything else is going okay. I really need someone to come through. If you can come through and you hear me.
Yeah, no problem. I really do understand about dropping the ball, and you know, and one of the terms of like dropping the ball is like in football, where you know at some point it becomes a fumble. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you may have a teammate or somebody there that'll help you out and, you know, cause that little slight little mishap. Just happens, you know, right there at that certain time. Whereas, though, when it seems like, you know, disaster may strike, but all of a sudden, you know, you got that little help, you know, from teammate, and all of a sudden, you know, what seems to be some disaster, all of a sudden, you know, you got a little help, and there you go, and until you get a chance to get things back to normal. You know, a lot of times, you know, especially, you know, when we are in need of, you know, a friend or just a little help, you know, all we have to do is just ask sometimes. And we, you know, we get that help or we get that little aid that we get, you know, from somebody, just help, you know, sit there helping out, you know, when they can and how they can. And, you know, and no matter what shape or form that it comes into, you know, we appreciate that. And that's what, you know, like they say from, you know, Dionne Warwick, that's what friends are for. You know, that's what we have, you know, fellowship for, you know, just that little help out, you know, that little aid, that just that little something that get us by until we can, you know, right the ship. And, you know, we all need a shoulder to lean on. We all need, you know, assistance, you know, in some form, in some way. And, you know, we thank God for Sister Adrienne because, you know, Sister Adrienne is always, you know, she's standing there and always making sure that she has a chance to, you know, if someone needs help or assistance, that she's there. And, you know, like I said, that's what we all are there for, you know, and at one time or another, you know, or I put it to you this way, at no time can anyone say that they've gotten somewhere or they've done something without any, some kind of a help along the way. And I'd like to thank everybody for joining us for tonight's episode. And if you're online and you want to call in, phone number to call in is 319-527-6091. And you can press the number 1 to speak at any time. Also, if you're a T-Mobile or a Metro customer, you can call in at 323-870-4174. And you can hit the number 1 also so you can speak. And we're just going to get back into tonight's program. And tonight's program, and don't forget, this is D Block Church. And our host, Sister Adrienne Misunderstanding Allen, will be back as soon as she can. But in the meantime, I'm just going to just stand in the gap for
her. I'm sorry, Brother Rob. I apologize, Brother Ryan, but let me tell you how y'all got to have somebody picking up the ball at all times, right? Ooh, let me tell you, right? You ever wanted to, Jesus. To God be all the glory, that's what I will say. I can say to God be the glory. I would say the devil is a lie. And it looked like somebody had dropped the ball, y'all. Oh, God. Not today. It's D Block Church going on right here. Too many red, white, and blue lights for me, y'all. I apologize. I had to go make sure that nobody I knew was actually literally dropping the ball at that moment, because it just didn't look good. It didn't look good. Talking about man down. It didn't look good. I apologize. Thank you, Brother Rob, for stepping in my gap. Ooh. So now, y'all. One thing I can say is they say, be ye ever ready. Don't ever just think, you know, don't ever just think that it's just going to happen with you. And when you stop, everybody else going to stop. And when you start back up, everybody going to start back up. So if you drop the ball and other people are still playing, you know, then the question is, are you going to leave your ball on the floor or are you going to keep the ball? You're going to pick the ball up and you're going to play again. Or you can be like Dottie and just give up. I don't believe that she should have did it, because ever since 1992, it seems like we've been just in this defeated type of place. When you're in a defeated place, it's like no matter what happens, no matter how you look at it, it's going to go just like that. I don't know, y'all. We might. Lord. What I would say is, this is
Wow. This is D-Block Church, y'all. And the reason why I'm so discombobulated is because y'all already know how we have this thing where we call and we got to call on the help. And when you call on the help, you know, his name is Jesus. You know, a lot of people, they say Issa. Issa never died. I heard that. That's my new thing, you know, because if he never died, that means he is still alive. That means he does still live. And as long as he's living, we're good. But child, and I watch all types of people do all types of stuff, and everything is just, wow. Now when you get an opportunity to see the things that's happening and the way that they happen, sometimes you just got to look and say, well, dang, was there even a ball involved in this thing? Sometimes it just looks like people are playing without balls, and they just, like, they ain't even making sense. They don't even have sides anymore. They just do it. They're just doing it and doing it, and nobody even understands what or why they're doing it. And it just gets so confusing after a while. But I would say that if we can look at it like when you see somebody about to drop the ball, if you can bend down and pick up the ball and stop them from letting it actually drop, you might be saving somebody's life. I'm trying to tell you, I think that's what I'm watching right now. Somebody is being saved as we speak just because somebody did not drop the ball. It's a beautiful place to be when people are trying to pick up your pieces. When you try to drop them all over the place, you know that you're being loved if somebody's paying enough attention to pick up your pieces when you start to drop them. That's the only way, that's the best way I can say it. The way, my God, my God, my God. My God, what I would say right now is if you are out there and you are listening and you are not under the safety of the arms of God and you are not covered under this covenant and you are not a believer in Jesus Christ, I offer you an opportunity to ask God to come into your life and to save you, to look at what you've done, to look at where you've fallen, and to help you, pick you up, and grab you any place where you've fallen short. What I'm asking is if you are there tonight, you need to ask God to come into your life and be your savior. Be your comforter, be your provider. When things go wrong, he'll be right there. When troubles come, he'll be right there. When it looks like you're about to drop the ball, he'll be right there. And if it's not him, it'll be somebody else right away. I want to say thank you for listening. I want to say, make sure you don't drop the ball. Keep the balls up. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for listening and loving and supporting on us. And thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to turn it back over to Brother Rob. Brother Rob, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. And
I want
to just to follow up real quickly what Sister Adrian said. You know, we all from time to time, you know, we need to, you know, turn things over to the Lord, whereas though we just need to let him know that, you know, his ultimate sacrifice he gave to us as far as, you know, sacrifice his only begotten son, you know, so that we can, you know that, you know, he bare the burden for our sins, you know, and crossing over, you know, as far as making the ultimate sacrifice. And sometimes we have to do that too. We have to make sure that, you know, we don't drop the ball as far as where as though, where he made his ultimate sacrifice, that we're not going to let that happen in vain, that we're going to make sure that we acknowledge to him and let him know that, yes, it is a very, very mighty sacrifice. And by doing that, we just want to accept the sacrifice that he has made by offering his son on the cross of Calvary. And we just want to, you know, create that bond, and we just want to make sure that we fulfill, you know, that need that he had provided for us. And we just want to make sure that we, you know, we just let everyone know, let the whole world know, you know, whether you shout it out loud, whether you tell a friend, whether you call someone, whether you text someone, and just let them know that we acknowledge that ultimate sacrifice, and we accept that, and we repent for our sins. Because don't forget, he died for our sins, but doesn't mean that we are totally absolved for them. We have to repent for the sins that we have committed. And once you've done that, you know, you're saved. You know, and in any form or any way that you find fitted, that is satisfying to you, you just let someone know. Email, shouting it out. And, you know, just not wait, you know, any longer. Just let someone know that you have, you know, you have turned a new leaf over in your life. And once you've done that, like I say, that's one of the best things that you can do. And the next thing I suggest you that you do, that you find a Bible-believing preaching sanctuary that nurturing the word of Christ. And if you can't find that nurturing church home, this is a church without walls. This is one of the reasons why we here at Purpose Kingdom Network broadcast almost each and every night that we're able to. You know, you can come join us. You can contact us. You can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can simply send an email. And we gladly accept and honor, and we'll also rejoice in your new life. And we thank you so much. We also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We can do likewise. We're in most forms of media entertainment, where you can like us on the podcast section. Just simply follow us, and you can hear each and every episode that we broadcast here at Purpose Kingdom Network, and we thank you for doing so. Also, we invite you to join us on anchor.com for our morning walk. We appreciate each and every one of you who have chose to, you know, follow our endeavors, no matter which form of media we choose to do so, and we thank you so much. We also invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see each and all of our upcoming shows, our advertisements, and like I said, you can follow the link to listen to our morning walk on anchor.com. And we thank you so much for helping us out and appreciating us and listening to us on our global fellowship here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening. And I believe that we have By Faith We Good, hosted by Minister Bernard Merrill. And once again, please join us with God's will and God's blessing at the 9 p.m. hour for By Faith We Good, hosted by Minister Bernard Merrill. We thank each and every one of you for joining us here tonight at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you, and with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us again for another evening of Purpose Kingdom Network tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour. And we thank you so much. Sister Adrian, are you available? Okay. Until Sister Adrian comes back, we'll just, you know, go ahead and proceed with tonight's program. You know, with, you know, Sister Adrian's program tonight, you know, we thank her, and we thank how God has guided her, you know, in her journey, and has placed her, you know, through, you know, time and time again, you know, and has provided her, you know, through her needs and, you know, her family needs, and, you know, and we all ask for the same thing. You know, we all want to be at, you know, at one point, you know, under God's wing and God's protection, whereas though no matter what we're doing, and, you know, and how we're, you know, following his word, and, you know, we're reading his word, and we're passing on, you know, a lot of the good things that he provides to us, and we're also sharing. And, you know, and that's what Sister Adrian does here on D Block Church, and, you know, and some of the other, you know, programs that she participates in. And we thank her, and we just want to just say, you know, a word of prayer, you know, for Sister Adrian before she comes back on. And we just, you know, want Father God to, you know, bless and guide her as, you know, she continues to be diligent and follow his word. And we hope and pray that God will always provide a wing of protection to her and her family as, you know, we go on to, you know, through tonight's evening. You know, and Father God, and most of all, we just always will be diligent and follow your word. And in your name we pray, amen. And if anyone wants to join in tonight's program and you're on the line, you can just simply press 1. If you're listening online and you want to join in tonight's program, you can call in at 319-527-6091 and press the number 1. And if you're T-Mobile or a Metro customer, you can call in at 323-870-4174. And as we, you know, conclude tonight's show, you know, as always, you know, we wish that, you know, we provide something that you can take with you. You can take home and share with your family, you know, tonight, or, you know, as, you know, further along as you wake up tomorrow morning, you know, with God's will, God's blessing, you have something to share, you know, with your coworkers, friends, anybody you're carpooling with, or, you know, anybody you're traveling with, you know, on your way to work, on your way to school, or on your way, or on your, basically, on your basic journey. You know, we just want to, you know, give you something, you know, a word of inspiration, a thought of inspiration, you know, something to, you know, carry on as you, you know, go on through your daily endeavors. You, as always, you know, we just, you know, we wish the best for, you know, everyone, and we hope that, you know, as, you know, we continue to add on to our, you know, our daily testimony, that we want to make sure that, you know, we have, you know, something as far as, you know, not only just character building, but, you know, something, you know, worthwhile, you know, sharing, you know, with other people. And as, you know, we go through the times of where, you know, we're getting ready to elect, you know, another president, another senator, or another state representative, or whatever it is, you know, as far as the next electoral, you know, campaign that's coming along. You know, one thing that is for sure and for certain is that, you know, whoever you elect or whoever you, you know, you vote for, one of the things is that they, time and time again, at some point, they're going to disappoint at least half of the people that voted for them. You know, one of the things with, you know, spiritually is when, you know, we have our ultimate creator. You know, he's not voted in. He's not, you know, paying favoritism. He can't get paid off. You know, one thing that I do guarantee you, you know, you stockpile your prayers, you know, to him. And, you know, no matter what, you know, he will not disappoint ultimately in the end. And, you know, at some point, you know, we all have to realize that, you know, sometimes we stockpile things into the wrong, you know, the wrong corner. You know, we cast our votes. We, you know, we stock faith in the wrong thing. We have to make sure ultimately that, you know, when we do make that mistake, that we do know that, you know, we can always go back to prayer where, you know, we have the ultimate thing where prayer changes everything. And we do have a caller, so we're going to get that caller on right now. And praise the Lord, caller. How are you doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. Hi, how are you, Sister Adrienne? How are you, Brother Rob?
All right, great. How you doing, Sister Antonia?
Oh, coming along, and I thank you very much. But, you know, I do feel as though that you all pretty much tried to keep people to understand the fact that when you keep on trying, that you try and try it again, and the next, you know, time you, you know, give it an attempt to try, like as in Adrienne mentioned, throwing the ball and keep on going at it until, you know, it gets whatever you're trying to achieve gets right. And with you talking about the spiritual growth, some people don't realize spiritual growth isn't necessarily something hypnotic, but spiritual growth, it appears that some people don't understand. All it means is that you're always working harder to try to get your heart right with God and to continue on that same path. So I just wanted to say that I do get your message, and it's a very good and intriguing message. And so thank you very much for allowing me to talk, and I do enjoy it. So you all keep on doing a great job, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that got the message. So thank you.
Hey, man, thanks so much, Sister Antonia. And let's not forget, this is Sister Antonia Batts from Peripheral Visions. And she is, if you miss her voice, every third Sunday of every month here on Purpose Kingdom Network. Sister Antonia, I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Not a problem. And we'll see you this third Sunday at 9 p.m.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Once again, like I was saying, that was Sister Antonia Batts from Peripheral Visions. She's on the third Sunday of every month at 9 p.m. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you'll be able to join her program this third Sunday when she broadcasts. And, you know, just to piggyback a little bit what Sister Antonia was saying, you know, the whole grand design and the whole grand scheme is for us to be frustrated with throwing the towel. And as Sister Adrian was saying about, you know, let's not drop the ball. You know, yes. You know, as children, you know, we have fun times and having, you know, little fun scenarios of, you know, let's not do this and let's not do that. Let's, you know, keep the ball in the air and things that way. You know, in the same way, you know, our life imitates, you know, some of the games that we do play as children. But it also is, the ultimate setup for us to learn not to fail. You know, ultimately, you know, the enemy wants us to fail. They want us to throw in the towel. They want us to give up. They want us to frustrate us. Whereas though we feel as though that we're boxed in and we're in a corner where as though we have no other choice, or we just say, hey, you know what, before we even turn to the Lord, we just say, hey, you know, what for? Why should I just even attempt to do anything to right the ship, you know, of whatever is going wrong or whatever is, you know, not going right? And one of the things that we do when we find ourselves in that corner, in that situation, and a lot of times it happens to us financially where we feel as though that, you know, we have to, you know, go into bankruptcy, chapter 13, chapter 11, or whatever chapters they have for us. They have this, you know, thing where they say, hey, you know, yeah, we can fix things, we can write things in 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. But, you know, everybody forgets that, you know, God made this world in 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. So, you know, if he can do that in 6 days, what do you think he can do with your financial situation if you turn to him fully and wholly, you know, and be earnest, you know? You think the guy's going to say that I've created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and I can't fix your financial problems within, you know, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year, 1 day, 1 hour? It can happen. You know, we just have to believe. We have to make sure us being believers that we full-heartedly believe in him and we turn our whole trust into him. And with that being said, you know, God's will, God's blessing. We hope to join you tomorrow evening, like I said. And hey, it's this has been D Block Church, and I'm quite sure if Sister Adrienne will be able to let you know, she would say, something along her words, but right now I'm just going to just leave it at, you know, what I can say right now. And God bless everyone. We thank you for joining us tonight's episode, and we'll be back again. God bless.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.